This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, what the movie critics are saying about the two new comedies, Get Smart and The Love Guru. Here's a hint. They're not laughing. They're crying.
But first, politicians are heading north. John McCain is in Ottawa, Canada, for a talk on free trade today, and Barack Obama is speaking to Democratic governors in Chicago. All week, the candidates and their teams traded punches on oil, on campaign finance, and on national security. Here's former Republican presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani talking about Senator Barack Obama.
On almost every issue, he takes a much softer approach. A defensive approach to terrorism.
And here's a comment from Senator Obama this week on that topic of national security.
The record shows that George Bush and John McCain have been weak on terrorism. Their approach has failed. Because of their policies, we are less safe, less respected, less able to lead the world.
For more on The Week in Politics, we're joined now by NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Juan, I understand that you, too, have had some interesting conversations about national security this week.
That's true, Alex. I stepped outside the Capitol one day this week to make a cell phone call and suddenly had my best political conversation of the week because it was so unusual. Found myself surrounded by a group of Republicans who were just incensed about the Supreme Court decision granting habeas corpus rights to detainees at Guantanamo Bay. And they were just absolutely furious at the idea that the court had somehow granted rights to people who weren't citizens of the United States. And when I would say, but what about the Constitution? What about the idea of our allies feeling that Guantanamo Bay was an exercise in abusing people, torturing people and the like? Oh, they just flew into a fury. It was very interesting to me because normally with reporters, they don't display that kind of passion, if not anger. But this week around that issue, there's a strong sense, I think, on the part of the Republicans that they know public opinion. And in fact, public opinion is in support of them, according to most recent polls. And secondly, you know, Justice Scalia said on the court that it might result in more Americans being killed.
To another topic this week, that of public financing for campaigns, Barack Obama announced yesterday that he's opting out of that system. He said the system is broken. Originally, Senator Obama said that he would take public financing for his campaign. So how do you think this change of heart might affect his campaign?
Well, this is an exercise now in lots of people flipping and flopping all over, because if you'll recall on the topic we were just discussing, how to treat detainees, remember that Senator McCain has been someone who has been all for ending any possibility that the United States would torture detainees. Now you have a situation where Senator Obama, who has been a great champion advocate of campaign finance reform, decides that it's not to his advantage politically in this presidential campaign to remain within the system, so he opts out of the system. And I might add in here, among the week's flip-flops include Senator McCain on drilling. He'd been an opponent of offshore drilling. Now, looking at again at opinion polls that show more and more Americans are open to the idea of drilling on our shores, says, yeah, he's for it. So what you see is on Capitol Hill and in the campaigns, there's a great deal of movement towards public opinion, with partisans on both sides helping the candidates decide exactly the buttons that will be pushed to appeal to a maximum number of voters.
Finally, Juan, The View this week. Michelle Obama was on. Cindy McCain was on the show earlier this spring. What do you see the role of these two women playing in this campaign?
Ultimately, Alex, it comes down, this campaign, from a political professional's point of view, to the swing voters and the independent swing voters in this country in key states. And you focus almost solely on suburban white females. They are the swing vote. So the wives are going to be a key barometer of how the candidates are doing with these women. Do these women feel comfortable with the wives as well as the candidates? This is especially true for Senator Obama, since he's young and relatively unknown.
So Barbara Walters talking about pantyhose may, in fact, help decide who's our next president?
Oh, save me, Alex. Oh, my God.
Save us both, please.
I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, it sounds incredible, but, you know, when it comes to judgments about candidates these days, people are more fixed on character and attitude in the sense that they somehow peek behind the spin machine than they are on the express policy views and the speeches that are given. They have a sense of wanting to get behind and see what this person's really like. And so the role of the wives is a touchstone of reality. I think they see something more in the wives often than they see in the candidates.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Thanks, Juan.
You're welcome, Alex.